Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Your Best Life. I am your host, Dr. Joan Irvine, a doctor of clinical hypnotherapy, a cannabis and sex educator, founder of Keep the Esplanade Beautiful, a Leadership Redondo alumnus, and a community leader in Redondo Beach. My personal mission is to help people have their best life, no matter what their age. You know, it was because of my community activism that I met my guest, Arnett Travis. She is a Leadership Redondo alumnus, too. Arnett and I have become good friends, and we've been walking on the Esplanade every Monday morning for, what, over 10 years?
10 or 11, at least.
Okay, for a long time. And we talk, it's like a brainstorming session.
You know,
we talk about life, we talk about business, we talk about Redondo, we talk about politics, we talk about, you know, all these things, and we bounce ideas off of one another. So that if we're working on a project, I'll say, hey, blah, 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 and she'll go, well, that's a good idea, but, and I'll do the same thing for her. But I need to tell you about Arnett. Besides being an amazing, great friend and amazing community leader, you know, Arnett has a background that is just as diverse as she is. It's reflected by her employment history. She was a legal assistant, an artist representative, a women's clothing designer, and a financial advisor. You know, along the way, she started a nonprofit to promote the inclusion of black youth in visual and performing arts in her hometown of Lexington, Kentucky. Volunteering for 15 years as an instructor with Junior Achievements Project Business, where she wrote curriculum and taught courses in basic financial literacy and the stock market to middle school students, and she became a wife and mother. Now, I can keep on going because, you know, in 2010, she started going through some changes that would really make her zero in on the most important things in her life. Family, friends, meaningful occupation of the time, health, and her faith in God. She began to advocate for wellness, political and economic justice, and women's rights. Her book, Bitch, A Definitive and Restorative Guide, reveals the relationship between the women's movement and the use of the word bitch, and makes a strong case to refrain from using it to define or describe women. Also, and I can go on and on and on because, I mean, she is certified, she is volunteer for the Beach City Health District and has a certification there. She's part of the Blue Zone. She was named the Blue Zone's, the Outstanding Blue Zone Project Champion, participated in the roundtable, which included Surgeon General of the United States, and has been a Blue Zone ambassador since then. So I can go on and on, but I want to give her a chance to talk. So welcome, welcome. I'm so excited to have you.
Well, thank you, Joan. You know I'm excited to be here. I mean, anytime we spend time together, and this Monday, actually, we didn't walk because you were on an assignment in the desert.
Yes.
So yes. It's good to see you.
Yeah, I know. I miss our times when we don't walk.
I know. Exactly.
So tell me, I mean, here you are just, I mean, I'm always in awe of the things that Arnett is doing because she keeps on keeping on. And one of the things that I do want to also mention, which makes me even more impressed with her, is Arnett is a cancer survivor. But she exercises every day, and almost 4 years ago, just to let you know, about 4 years ago, she started noticing that she couldn't exercise as much as she was. She was running out of breath.
You were there.
I was there.
You were there. I thought I felt a tickle in my chest on our normal Monday morning walk when we would go up and down the ramps along the avenues there in Redondo Beach. And I just said, I don't think I want to go up the ramps today. I just don't feel right. 2 days later, I couldn't walk 10 feet without, going into a coughing fit. But, cancer is something that so many people, in fact, it's 1 out of 3 people has it, had it, or will have it. And so it's something that, I've had people walk up to me, a few people, and go, oh, I'm so sorry for you. And I'm like, I don't want your sympathy. I don't need your pity. I need empathy is fine, but, it could happen and does happen to so many people. I just thank God and myself, too, that I had a good foundation in terms of not having any underlying illnesses, no diabetes or prediabetes, no heart disease, no high cholesterol or high blood pressure, so that all lends itself to it. But I've always been interested in health.
Yeah,
well, I was a child.
But also, she's not saying. She was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. And sadly, that's when a lot of times it's diagnosed. So that you're hitting it at the highest level. And here it is almost 4 years later. You're still on chemo. You've had to do radiation. You've had to do medication.
Right.
But you just keep on going.
I mean, don't think about it. I think the more you... The more mental energy, tomorrow I'll be going for a CAT scan. Yesterday I had chemo. I do those things that I have to do because I do not, I know one of the nurses told me when I was first diagnosed, she said, there's never been a better time to have cancer. And I say this to anyone in your listening audience because the therapies that they know, that they have now and just the nausea remedies and treatments are so much better than they used to be. So, we have a brain for a reason and we go to the doctors for a reason to use their brain because mine obviously didn't work. I wouldn't have cancer, or know how to treat it except, some of the naturopathic ways, which I also like to employ, by the way, but I'm not going to ignore the known and well tested treatments for cancer, which chemotherapy and radiation are two of the most, well-known
or
used.
Well, I'm so happy because when she got it, I'm going, oh, here's my BFF, and she has cancer, and we walk. And so I was really concerned, but she has come through it. And, in fact, what she did is also awesome. During this time, she realized that with going through this experience, that she wanted to share her philosophy of how she got through this and how she gets through life. And she, wrote a book that was prior to that. But then during this time, you developed a course that is you call Happy. And it's a course that's online, and you're out there marketing it now. Could you tell me about your Happy course? Because, and the fact that you did this while you are fighting cancer is just amazing. So tell me about Happy.
So Happy is something that I've pretty much, I'm not going to say I was born happy, but I think I was born to be happy. I think that we all are. But there's a misconception of the happiness sometimes that people have. And it's connected with this high level of feel good on a regular basis. That's not realistic. There are definitely points in our life that where we're happier than at other times. But when I talk about happy, I think about it's an overall feeling of contentment that comes from being who you are and expressing that in a very meaningful way. And that basically means sharing with other people. Because when you are content only upon satisfying yourself, that can be a pretty lonely existence. And some people in our society, especially Western society, seem to think that, oh, it comes just from pleasing myself. It really doesn't. That's an ongoing exercise in futility on the real, because we are human beings, and as such, we are meant to interact with other people. So the HAPPY program, based again on a concept of just a general feeling of contentment, is an acronym, actually, and it is H for habits, A for attitude, P for purpose, P for people, and Y for you. So I think of it in a pyramid form. And like any pyramid, the base of the pyramid, which in, if you, you know, line up the words vertically, happy, H-A-P-P-Y, you is at the bottom of the pyramid, because you are what's most important, right? You've got to have the right ideas and about how your life is going to be and be able to play that out. And when I say ideas, think about the fact that we come into this world a blank slate, pretty much. You know, we are definitely aware of needs. We have our, you know, you look at a baby. A baby will do everything it can to, if it gets hungry, that baby will suck a finger or a blanket or anything in the effort to satisfy that hunger. Once that's satisfied, baby's content. But that baby, everything that it learns from day one is dependent upon the environment. So our environment teaches us initially. Our parents teach us initially. And we adopt those ideas. But as we grow and we grow into the world and we experience life, we start to form our own ideas. And that's when it becomes important to know the difference between what's been pre-packaged and instilled in you by your environment or your and your parents or, you know, whoever your caretakers are, and what it is that you've found out is your best way to cope and to satisfy yourself.
No, it's interesting you say that, because my undergraduate degree was in psychology and with a focus on behavior modification. And one of the professors I had, what they did is they figured out what worked for quote unquote normal people. Then you wrote down in simple steps, make it simple, and then you could teach other people those steps. And then they could learn like, quote-unquote, normal people. So what you're doing with your HAPPY program is you've broken it down into certain steps that you can teach people, and then they can take those to make the changes in their lives. I mean, that's...
Well, yeah, and you've kind of gone on up the pyramid in that regard, because, you know, the second step is people, right? And there's no doubt the people in our lives have a direct influence on what we do and how we think. You know, you, again, it's been said many times, you look around at the two people that you spend the most time with, you're going to have a lot in common with those people. So you want to make sure that your relationships are healthy and positive. If you find that they're not, then there's an action or actions that you should take. You know, boundaries, relationship boundaries, are critical to being a contented or happy person. They just are. Boundaries are necessary. And it's something that, for me, I know in my life, I've been an open book. And when I say that is that I feel like that being vulnerable is something that is actually a strength, because when I've been attacked because of that vulnerability, or someone decided, oh, well, she's a pushover or whatever, it makes you resilient. And, you know, you kind of have to, I don't want to say smack down as in violence, but you have to, in your mind, you have to reject those ideas, whatever that person is trying to, whatever box they're trying to put you in, and not accept it for yourself. So that boundary, you overcome whatever feeling, because, you know, no one can make you feel inferior, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you. I mean, you have that choice, which goes to another choice in the happy pyramid of attitude. That's really your superpower, your attitude. It can, I mean, you determine that you are going to be positive, that you're going to overcome, and you will. It doesn't matter. I mean, Viktor Frankl wrote a book. Viktor Frankl was a Jewish man who was interned in Auschwitz. And actually, I think about three other concentration camps, and he survived. And one of the things that came out of it was his book, Man's Search for Meaning. And he detailed how, you know, that your attitude, regardless of the circumstances, really determined in a lot of times your survival, your very survival. So attitude is extremely important, and it is the only thing that we control. I mean, if I had control of my body, right, I wouldn't have cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But my mind, how I choose to deal with it, I do have control over. And I definitely believe that that's the basis, in addition to the treatment, for my survival.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
an ability to go on and function and get this happy program out. Because when you have cancer, or they say, I think it's by the time you're 35, most people come face to face with their own mortality. They mm-hmm. know they're going to die at some point. And death for me has always been I don't want to say a reality, but it is kind of a reality. I had a sister who was killed when she was 15. I was 10. So I very early in life understood you do not have to be old to die,
mm-hmm.
and that death is final. And once you understand that, hey, nobody gets out alive, mm-hmm. me included, then you want to live, or you, it should. For me, it's like you want to live and be as expressive in your life as the universe is calling you to be. Otherwise, why are you here?
Yeah, well, can I say, with all that, Arnett really takes this and she lives this. I mean, I said she was involved in things. She's been, you know, we just had an election, but she was very involved with the League of Women Voters doing the positive and the negative. Also, we recently had, near and dear to my heart, we had the Women's March. That was on November 2nd, that Arnett is instrumental in putting together. And it's so important that as women get together and just guarantee our rights. These are the things that she's doing as she is going through and still on chemo, that she really takes these principles and applies it to her own life. It's not like just philosophical kind of stuff. It's like she lives there.
There's no fun in that. I mean, just thinking. I mean, that's not what we're meant to do. We're not.
Well, but a lot of people don't. I mean, you and I are both active in the community. You're much more mm-hmm. active in different ways than I am. Also, you are so well read, and so much of your information is based on research. I always consider you kind of a college professor, that you're doing that, because mine is much more based on, you know, feelings, you know, and I don't go and I don't document everything. You have, if you're putting out something, you have footnotes, you have, what is it, an appendix or whatever else, so that you have it documented from all the people, so you bring other people, you know, you look what other people are doing, what's written, and what you can bring to people. And you know, and with your happy program, you do that. So tell me, how do people get to your happy program?
So I actually, you know, it kind of jumped ahead. The online course will be available by December. In the meantime, I've been doing speaking engagements. Purpose is one of my favorite topics, and I have a presentation that I do. It's called On Purpose, because that's what we need to do, is be on purpose. You know, like when we were kids, you're like, you did that on purpose. You know, that was not an accident. That's how we have to live our lives, is on purpose and with intention and clarity of what it is that we are put here to do. And we all have a special gift. We all have something unique. And, you know, I tell people all the time, it doesn't, you know, you kind of think, what's my purpose? Is it some big grandiose idea or mission that I'm supposed to fulfill? It doesn't have to be. In fact, it never almost is. I mean, I can't think of anyone who has a purpose that starts out in their mind, at least, as being this huge idea. It typically is something very simple that you do because you have to do it. It's what brings you joy.
Okay. Well, I think that, excuse me, you know, I think that's really important, because for people to take a look, it could be something very, very simple.
Right.
But it could be affecting people's lives.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, we have so much more to talk about, but of course, you know, we are on a commercial radio show. So we're going to have to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we will be continuing to talk with my friend, Arnette Travis, and talk about some of the things that she's doing for, excuse me, us older people now. That is so nice. So we'll be back in a minute, and enjoy the commercials.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
I've heard of Bose for years, but I thought you had to be some electronic geek to appreciate the superior technology and sound that Bose is famous for. Well, I'm not too proud to admit that I was wrong. I found out that Bose is an advertiser on HealthyLife.net. So I just clicked through to check it out, and now I'm proud to say that my home is equipped with superior technology and amazing sharp and bold sound through my solid and compact Bose Wave radio and CD player. Thanks to HealthyLife.net and Bose, what a difference a click made.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Your Best Life on HealthyLife.net. I am your host, Dr. Joan, and with me here today is my guest and my really good friend, Arnette Travis. And we were talking about her HAPPY program that is going to be online in December, and we started talking about kind of the aging, and, you know, both Arnette and I are in our 70s, so we fit with that aging, but it's a whole different world than I ever expected it to be. I was expecting you turn 70, you're not going to be active, you don't do anything.
No, you didn't.
Well, that's what I was taught.
Now,
maybe not me.
Exactly,
but
that's what you saw. But I find it very hard to believe that you would ever accept that for yourself.
No, I didn't. Hey, listen, I'm out there dancing a couple of times a week with all the 50 and 60-year-olds to that rock and roll. And, you know, I'm involved in so many things in the community and as a community leader that just keeps me going. But let me get back to, because what you've done is you've taken your HAPPY program and that as a base. Then I want you to talk a little bit about that, because now what you're doing is you're in kind of into another new chapter or an additional chapter where you're speaking and you're talking to retired people.
Exactly.
And, you know, and you've just been doing, you just did a presentation to the retired L.A. City Employees, Inc. And so you've been learning from that. So tell me about this experience, because it's a new chapter that you've taken HAPPY and
Right. Let me say that or give just huge kudos to LA City. They have a program that supports retirees, retired employees. So these are people that are not showing up for work every day, but yet and still the city has supported them through funding and access to facilities that enables them to live a life beyond work, which is absolutely incredible. But yes, my HAPPY program is primarily directed at retirees, and the reason why, and pre-retirees, is because as that person, I'm like you. You see what certain 70-year-olds are doing, but you know that's not you, so how do you fit into it? And, you know, there's so many baby boomers. Oh, I mean, I was at a financial advisor for 26 years. And I remember back in the 90s, there was a book that came out about the big boom ahead. And it had to do with baby boomers. And the fact of the matter is that baby boomers, we're the first generation that has been exposed to data on ourselves as it was being generated. In fact, we were busy living our lives, buying homes, having families, you know, making our mark in the world. But there was all of this data at the same time being kept on what we did. So we knew, we were actually aware of the boom that we were creating as it happened, which is, you know, again, that we're the first that happened to. But retirees face what you see from your parents or people around you, you know, you don't want to, if you don't want to be that person, if you don't want to be that person who says, I'm too old to change, I'm set in my ways, and you have ageist beliefs, because let's face it, ageism is accepted even by people who are considered aged. In other words, a 70-year-old has no problem saying, well, I don't have to do that anymore. I've earned the right to sit on my butt for the next 10 years or until I die, or I don't have to do this anymore and I can't learn how to program a computer or whatever it is that you're trying to do, learn something new. That's completely wrong. Completely wrong. We are capable of learning and should be learning until we die.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I find it very fulfilling. I mean, except for the computer part. And I was a computer programmer at one point, and I've just been having some computer issues, and I just kind of go, but the rest of it, as you said, you know, it's kind of like this ageism. You're this age, so they're supposed to do this. You're this age. I've never quite done that. And I find that a lot of people, especially in Redondo, in our area, you know, they may retire for a year and go and do some stuff and, you know, whatever. And after about a year, they come back and they're, okay, what do I want to do? Now that maybe I don't have to work for a living, or I don't have to make as much because I have Social Security, or, you know, I've saved, what is it that I really want to do with my life? And it's the first time that a lot of us, now say me, have gone through that process. And I absolutely find it very rewarding, and I find it very freeing to be able to look at life that way.
And you should, because this is the time when you can work at living. You can actually work at living. And finding that thing, that purpose, that meaning to your life, you get to do what you want to do. And if you don't know, there are, you know, prompts that can help you discover it all day long. Just think back to what you really enjoy doing. Again, the thing that makes you, just brings a smile to your face. It makes you happy. For me, it's talking and sharing with other people what I, because I am an avid reader. I have been since I was a very young child. And I enjoy learning. And, you know, I get that everyone doesn't have the time or inclination to read, because it's a solitary pursuit in many ways. But because it is solitary, then it's like, okay, I'm getting all this stuff. Who needs it? Who wants it? Because there is that impetus in me, that motivation to share the information that I'm collecting with other people. And in this information age, I mean, if you do a Google search on happiness, I think it's well over a billion, maybe two or three, I'm not sure. But it's so much information out there. How do we distill it down into a usable form? And that's what I had attempted to do with the HAPPY program.
I was just going to say, that's what HAPPY
it's
is.
It's got to be, you know, what can I say? What is it about this that I'm reading that people really need to know and that will help people? And, you know, what is it that helped me?
Mm-hmm.
Purpose. Finding my purpose.
Your purpose, but also on the feedback. I mean, you've spoken to the retired Los Angeles City employees, and you said you got such wonderful feedback that you could just...
People, because as you said, you know, that initial year maybe, and a lot of people don't make it through the first year without saying, I'm bored, I'm tired, I'm doing nothing. What is it all about?
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking on that, what's it all about? We're going to continue that discussion because Arnette knows what it's all about, and she helps teach people that. So we need to take another commercial break, and when we come back, we'll continue talking with my friend, Arnette Travis.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to Bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific Time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Your Best Life on HealthyLife.net. I am your host, Dr. Joan, and I'm here with my guest and BFF, Arnette Travis. And we were talking about all these things that affect us as we get older and what we can do. And I wanted Arnette to talk more about her HAPPY program, because we've been through people.
Attitude, purpose, which we may come back to purpose.
Okay.
It's right in the center of that pyramid.
Okay.
Very important. And I guess that leaves habits.
Okay.
Habits. So, you know, as Joan mentioned earlier, we walk the beach, the Esplanade, every Monday morning. And I can't tell you how gratifying and satisfying that is to know that every Monday I'm going to see my best friend. You know, we're going to walk along the beach and we're going to enjoy the weather. And, you know, even here in Southern California, it's not always sunny and the ocean certainly changes day to day. But it's a habit and it's a social habit. And when we think about life, most of us want to continue to live. So longevity is a thing, right? That we all aim for, or many of us, most of us aim for. We want that to be as positive and as healthy as possible, for sure. But one of the things that people overlook, and it's so sad when you hear the statistic from the Surgeon General of the United States that fully one-third of us in this country are lonely. And loneliness is it's a chronic disease almost in this country. The number one indicator of long life is your social connections. So think about that for a moment. If you're lonely, it means you don't have sufficient or maybe any social connections. So back to, you know, finding your purpose, it has to do with being on purpose. So you intentionally need to cultivate relationships, close relationships with other human beings. Mm-hmm. And I'm, again, you know, very gratified to have that friendship and that constant that every Monday, once a week, I'm going to see Joan. I mean, there are other social, we're both kind of social butterflies, you know, but, you know, there are other relationships, but that's one, again, that we intentionally have set aside that time, and that's what I urge people to do. Do it on, it must be on a regular basis. It must be a habit. You've got to be intentionally, habitually social with another human being or more. I mean, there's no limit, literally.
Well, you walk with people almost every day.
I have another group. We have a Moai. Moai is just a Japanese word for people coming together for a particular purpose. And there's about, I mean, it ranges from, about 8 women. Yesterday morning, there were just 2 of us. But, hey, we were there anyway. Mm-hmm. We show up at a certain place at a certain time, as many of us as can.
Okay. In fact, it's funny, on our walks, not funny, we have met a group of women who have been walking every day, you know, every week together.
Right.
They're in their 80s.
Right.
They've been doing this for years and years. We met another group of women who are in their 80s and in their 60s. They started swimming in the ocean,
open water,
yes, swimming. And so we're meeting some just amazing women that if we weren't walking, that we wouldn't see them. And we see them and we all hug and
right,
say hi,
exactly,
and support one another. That to me is gratifying, all the people that we're meeting on this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But before I forget, how do people get hold of you? I want to make sure that you have all this good information, but people need to be able to find you.
Well, you know, I have a blog on my website, Arnette, Arnette, Travis, TRAVIS.com. So just remember Arnette Travis. Everything's under that name, my name. There's a Facebook page. I have a monthly mailing list as well. I personally do not like getting emails every week from anyone. I just don't have that kind of time or energy that to put into something, or to put into that particular thing going through emails. But, you know, once a month, you're going to get some great advice or, you know, the result of my research and just things to think about to improve your life, because that's what it is. We want to live our best life for the rest of our life. And when you are retired or you're facing retirement, you've got to come up with what that life is, what it looks like, And now, at that time, more than any other time in your life, is the time to be intentionally happy.
Oh, absolutely. I wake up, I mean, you're talking about habit. You know, we laugh about this, but I'll wake up in the morning and I put on James Brown, I Feel Good. Yeah. And she laughs because I'll be in my robe or whatever, and I'll just dance around my apartment. And what it does is it starts to put out all those feel-good chemicals, and it really gets me motivated, and it gets my day started off. And I can tell the days that I don't do it, it is not as productive of a day, mm-hmm. as when I do it, because I'm starting off with, first, a habit. Mm-hmm. It's a habit that works with how my body works, and then with my mind, how it works. And so it really is very, very helpful. And we really honor our Monday mornings. In fact, you know, we do it and we try to make it. No, there'll be a few things. And it's funny because some people want to join us and we kind of go, no, we're going to be selfish. This is our time together. This is us, and also that the brainstorming that we do.
Exactly.
You know, so it's not just walking. It's really that connection that we're having and how we're helping each other in our careers at this age. I love it.
And they are careers that we're both on. I mean, they're pursuits that we're very serious about.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's our purpose.
Yeah, it is our purpose.
Exactly.
And that's what's amazing, because we do have this purpose, and I'm in my mid-70s, and Arnett's a little younger than me, but we have these things that we're involved with that keeps the mind going.
It's a number. Age is a number. It is nothing but a number. Do not expect that just because you're a certain age that you have to stop doing certain things or whatever. I mean, sure, health issues, things will come up in your life, but you deal with them. You just deal with them. Again, that attitude, have the positive attitude, and you'll get through it. People get through so much worse than just getting older.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, there are so many more things. And, some people have called me kind of Pollyanna-ish, because I do try to focus on the positive as much as possible. And I've been with, just in the last couple of weeks, I've been with some people that were just, everything was negative. And I just, so to be able to focus, push it away, get it away, and to be able to focus on the happiness, what you're doing for the retired Los Angeles City employees, you know, to help them in this process, and you're also an inspiration to me. So I want to thank you for being my guest.
Thank
and
you
being,
for having me. Yeah. It's so fun.
Yeah, finally I have you on.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And so we're going to have to go to a commercial break, and then when we come back, I'm going to do what I always do in my fourth segment, and I'm going to talk about Redondo Beach.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Joe.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
So in an emergency, who do you call?
You, Mom.
Neighbors teach their children the rules of personal safety. Don't go out alone. Always let an adult know where you're going. Say no if you feel threatened. And please, have a current picture of your child.
Hello, I'm Eve Schiff.
And I'm Alexa Schiff. My dad, Congressman Adam Schiff, wants your children to be safe.
So be smart and teach your child the basics.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
I lost it!
this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Your Best Life. And I'm your host, Dr. Joan. And this is the time when I discuss Redondo Beach. Well, first off, I want to talk about Keep the Esplanade Beautiful. It is a charity that I started almost 13 years ago. And we do monthly cleanups, first Saturday sweeps. It's a trash cleanup on the Esplanade. We're always looking for people to join us and other groups to sponsor a sweep, which means they just bring the people, the coffee and donuts, and promote the sweep. It is the first Saturday of every month at 9 o'clock. We meet at Avenue I and the Esplanade. And it is just something, it's just really, it's a symbol. We're picking up trash, but we're giving back to the community. When people see you picking up trash, we don't have immediate gratification in a lot of things that we do. But people will say, thank you so much for picking up. And you're going, wow, somebody's thanking me. I mean, it's actually, it's a weird feeling, but everybody who does it the first time has that experience. And just in on October 16th, we had our annual community mixer. And this is our primary fundraiser each year. It was really successful. There were approximately 30% more people there, and we raised double the funds than we did last year. And Arnette, of course, volunteered, and she volunteers for all the good things. So, and I want to thank Paul Hennessy, because he once again donated the use of the Napa Room at HT Grill and appetizers.
Delicious appetizers. They were good.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad to hear that. You know, and we had other sponsors, Wicker Wicker and Admins, LLC, Athens Services, Village Runner, Pike's Property, and Happy Helper. And we're always looking for people to volunteer for committees and board positions. So if you can help, please go to keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org and go to the contact page, and we'll send you a list of open positions. Always need more people. And we were extremely honored because at the mixer, Scott Houston, who's the chair of the West Basin Water District, presented Cape the Esplanade Beautiful with a certificate of recognition. Also, to toot my own horn, I was honored to be recognized with the Founders Legacy Community Impact Award, which was just wonderful. And also, the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce named Keep the Esplanade Beautiful as their nonprofit of the year. Mm-hmm. What an honor.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you can see pictures of all of this both on Facebook and other social media. So that, you know, it was just a good week. Now, not so good of a week or time is that although Redondo keeps on moving forward on legalizing cannabis stores and delivery, but it keeps on kicking the can down the road and are probably doing it, I hate to say, in order to get elected in the March elections. You know, this is where the politics come in, and politics at the worst. You know, 64% of Redondo citizens voted for cannabis legalization in 2016, and then once again voted for the sales tax in 22. And here it is, we're almost at the end of 24, and they still don't even have final ordinances and application. To say the least, I am frustrated since I have been advocating for legal cannabis dispensaries since 2017. And it's really interesting because people are all of a sudden coming out of the woodwork going, oh, we can't have this. Excuse me. You know, we don't want dispensaries. Where did this come from? And I'm going, 2017. Have you been paying attention? Plus, the reality is if you have legal stores, then that's going to eliminate, at least reduce the amount of illegal product that is being sold. You know, and people, if they go, oh, it's going to normalize it for the kids. Well, guess what? Have you, you know, nobody has ever died from cannabis. They've died from alcohol. They have died from fentanyl that is in some of the illegal products that these people sell. So you want to have a legal dispensary that the city and law enforcement can control, that goes by certain regulations. And this is what having this will do. It just so, can I say, it so frustrates me because, and also with some of these parents, you want to go, oh, you're so concerned about a legal store. Well, do you keep alcohol in your house? Do you drink alcohol in front of your kids? Do you take your kids to restaurants that have alcohol? Do you take them to the grocery store where alcohol, you know, is there? I mean, all these things that, and if alcohol had the same restrictions as cannabis, then you could say something. But for right now, to say that, and plus the thing is you're endangering your kids. I was talking to a friend the other day, and he asked his kids about, you know, if they were doing drugs and where they were finding it, and he was picking his kid up from the school. And he said, I just got approached 2 times. This was not in Redondo, but I was approached 2 times in the parking lot by people trying to sell drugs. So you have the people who are going after the kids. They don't care who they sell to. They don't care what they sell. They are just in, you know, they're just to try to sell things, to make money. And they have no concern. The legal dispensaries have a concern. The kids don't come in. Well, you can tell I'm a little excited about all that. So I'm really hoping that in 2025 we finally have dispensaries because they're learning so many benefits that there are to health benefits, to cannabis. And also, as I've always mentioned before, one of the great health benefits that they're finding is they're finding that cannabis is like a Viagra for women, because women do not have, except for some hormones, women do not have their own Viagra. And our sex lives are so important to our health, to our relationships. And so here we have this. I'm sure as soon as we have a legal dispensary, and I hope to be working with whoever gets the dispensaries, that will have a little section in there that will have the few products that really help women with orgasms, with their enjoyable sex life, you know, which really helps their relationships both with themselves and with their partner. So I just wanted to mention that. Now, if you want to reach me, know that you can reach me at joan@joanirvineconsulting.com. Excuse me, as I did that wrong. joan@joanirvineconsulting.com. I also have a Facebook page, Joan Irvine, and I do have a drjoanirvine.com, so that's where my blogs are, and I put out information. So please, 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 if you have any questions, contact me. If there's topics you want me to talk about on this show, please contact me, because I want to make sure that the information that we're talking about is relevant to you and is making your life better, making your life happy, and making it so that you have your best life ever. Also, you'll see on my website, I'll mention products that I recommend, and most of them are available on Amazon.com. I broke my ankle about a year and a half ago, and I ended up learning how to take care of it naturally. Thank God I didn't need surgery, but I added collagen to my diet. I added massage, you know, for my feet and my ankle. So there's things that you can do for your best life, you taking responsibility. So I hope that everybody is just getting the information on what, and this information helps you, and having guests like Arnette who can put structure around it and talk about her happy program. So thank you so much for being here.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. I mean, you're one of the happiest people I know.
Oh, okay.
You are. I mean, you live it. You know.
Oh, I try. It does take some effort.
Oh, you have to be intentional.
Yeah.
It doesn't just happen.
No, it is intentional.
And it's not the high. It's the just that contentment of doing that comes from living your purpose.
Yeah, living your purpose, living your best life. And I want to sign off with that, to health, happiness, hot sex, and living your best life on purpose. And I'll talk to you next month.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bock. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday Sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific Time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.